Welcome to the Miracle Camp podcast, and thanks for checking out this recording from summer camp. Please enjoy listening to our speaker from this week.
How are you guys doing tonight? Woo! I mean, this morning. Whoops, I'm getting my days mixed up. How are you guys? You good? Yeah? You excited for today? Yeah? Yeah? That's good. Okay, so for those of you guys who don't know me, my name is Molly. I like to sing. Hello! It's nice to meet you all. It's nice to meet you. It's going good. It's going solid. Okay, so before I start my message, I'm actually going to have you guys stand up. Can you guys stand up for me? Okay. So, I'm going to give you 10 seconds, all right? Everybody say 10 seconds. And in this 10 seconds, you are going to wiggle, you're going to scream, you're going to dance, you're going to do whatever you want, get all of your energy out, okay? And then at the end of 10 seconds, you're going to be dead silent. You're going to be really quiet. You guys ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1. And stop. Okay. Everyone, take a seat. Good job. Pat yourselves on the back. Tell your neighbor good job. That was great. That was good. Okay. Now, everyone. Okay. We're going to pray. Okay. Everyone, bow your heads. God, I just thank you so much for today. I thank you for everyone here. I just pray that we would learn something new about God each and every day that we're here, and that we just trust you. It's your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay. Let's see. So, again, like I said, my name is Molly. I'm one of the detectives here at camp. And can someone raise their hand and tell me what we're trying to do this week? What case are we trying to solve? No? Oh, you don't know. Okay, you in the pink. Learning about God, and we're learning how to follow him, right? So, let's see. So, I got handed a case file this morning, and it says, I can follow God by forgiving others. I don't know if I've ever heard of the word forgiveness before. Well, it says there's a clue to figure out how to solve this case, and it says the story of Joseph. Have any of you guys heard of the story of Joseph? Some of you? Yeah? Yeah? Okay. Well, it says, and it's in Genesis chapters 37 through 46, but because it's a really long passage, it says there's a skit that's going to happen. Do you guys think we should figure out what the story of Joseph is to figure out forgiveness? Yeah? Okay, everyone, put on your listening ears. We got to be really quiet. You got to be ready to listen. You guys ready? Give me a thumbs up if you're ready to hear the story. Okay, here we go. There was once a man named Joseph. Everyone say, hi, Joseph. Okay. Shh. Now, Joseph had a father named Jacob. Say, hi, Jacob. Okay, Joseph had 11 brothers. Can you say 11 brothers? Whoa. That's crazy. That's 9 of them were sick today, so only 2 came in. Yeah, that's really sad. Jacob loved all of his children, but he loved Joseph the most. Have any of you guys seen your siblings get something that you wanted? Yes. How'd that make you feel? Oh my goodness. After Jacob gave the coat to Joseph, Joseph told him his brothers about a dream that he had. His brothers did not take it very well. I Okay. So one day when Joseph was working in the field, his brother snuck up on Joseph. And they grabbed him. And they threw him in a pit. Oh my word. And then they sold him to some guys who were passing on the road. Oh, goodbye. Talk about mean brothers. Jeez Louise. Joseph became a slave for a man named Potiphar. Can everyone say Potiphar? Now, Potiphar really, really, really liked Joseph a lot. Like, he really liked him as his friend. But one day, Potiphar's wife tricked Potiphar into believing something that was not true about Joseph. So Potiphar threw Joseph in jail. Oh my word. Now Joseph was very sad while he was in jail, but God had a plan for Joseph. While he was in jail, he met two men. One was a baker, and the other was the king's server. So after the baker and the king's server had explained both of their dreams to Joseph, he told them the meaning of it, right? And what Joseph said came true after 3 days. The king's server went to work back to the king, and the baker was sadly killed. Ruh-roh. A few years later, there was a king who lived in Egypt named Pharaoh. The king had a weird dream one night. And so he started to tell the king's server about it.
I'm just so confused. I had this horrible dream about cows and crops, and I have no idea what any of it means.
Well, I used to know a guy in jail that could decipher dreams. Would you like to meet him?
Yes, that sounds perfect.
Now, Joseph was sent to the king immediately. So Joseph became hired under the king, and he was in charge of storing all the food during the beginning 7 years. Now, 7 years later, there was no food at all, and everyone was starving, especially the brothers. Oh my goodness. So they decided to go to Egypt because Egypt had plenty of food to share with other people. And they wanted to beg and beg and beg for food. But Joseph recognized his brothers. But guess what? The brothers did not recognize Joseph. So Joseph just pretended like he didn't even know them. After the brothers begged and begged for food, eventually Joseph gave them some. Joseph hadn't seen his brothers in many years, so he wanted to see if they had become nice people. This was not true. Joseph was just testing the brothers to see what they would say. Joseph now saw that his brothers had become kind men. He now had a choice. Since Joseph was in charge of many people, he could have just thrown the brothers in jail because of all the bad stuff they had done to him before. Let's see what he does. But he didn't do that. Joseph forgave his brothers. Can everyone say the end? The end. Aw, isn't that a nice story? Okay, shh. If you can hear me, clap once. If you can hear me, clap twice. If you can hear me, clap five times. Okay, I have a question, but you gotta listen. Does anyone know what the word forgiveness means? Ooh, who should I call on? Okay, you with the purple. Yeah. If someone's being mean, you be nice and accept their apology. Anyone else? You? Yes, you can forgive others even if they're mean, and you can become friends. Those are good answers. So I actually looked up the definition of what it means, and it says forgiveness is letting go of something. It's interesting. Have any of you guys, just raise your hands, if you've ever been mad at your siblings before? And maybe if you don't have siblings, maybe like a friend or parent or something like that. So I actually have a story in my own life. I'll wait. Okay. I was on a missions trip last week in Brazil, and before I left for this trip, I cleaned my room. I vacuumed my room, I cleaned my sheets, I did all the things so that when I would come back, it would be nice and clean. When I got home from my trip, my room was completely destroyed. There was makeup everywhere. There was, like, all these things. All the toilet paper in the bathroom was everywhere. Like, it was, like, rough. It was so rough. So I was incredibly angry, and I knew exactly who did it. And actually, the two people who did it are sitting in this room right now. And they're about this short. I will not say names. Anyways, I was very angry. Joseph probably felt the same way. You see, Joseph had many reasons to be angry with his brothers, but Joseph chose to forgive his brothers for the way they had treated him. Let's look at some verses to explain how Joseph treated his brothers. In the passage we are about to look at, Joseph had just told his brothers that he was Joseph because they didn't even recognize him. It says, "You can live in the region of Goshen, where you can be near me with all your children and grandchildren, your flocks and herds and everything you own. I will take care of you there, for there are still 5 years of famine ahead of us. Otherwise, you, your household, and all your animals will starve." Genesis 45, 9 through 11. In this part of the story, Joseph let his brothers stay with him, and he took care of them. Isn't that crazy? They had done so many mean things to him, yet he let his brothers stay with him, and he took care of them. Here's what the Bible has to say about forgiveness. In Matthew 6, 14 through 15, it says, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." It also says in Colossians 3, 13. Everyone say Colossians 3, 13. "Don't be angry with each other. but forgive each other. If you feel someone has wronged you, forgive them. Forgive others because the Lord forgave you. In this verse, it tells us that we should forgive other people just like how God forgave us. Okay, let's look back at the example I gave earlier. Do you think it was okay that my sisters and friend completely destroyed my room? Is that okay to do that? No, it was not okay. But if I want to follow God, should I forgive them? Yes. Forgiveness is a part of following God. Has anyone heard of a man named Jesus? You can raise your hand. You heard of Jesus? Yeah, we learned about him this week. You see, Jesus lived a long time ago, and he was God's son. He lived the perfect life. I want you to raise your hand if you've ever done something naughty. Maybe you told a lie. Maybe you hit your brother. Yeah. If you don't raise your hand, you're lying. You don't have a brother. Maybe a sister or a friend. You see, God wants us to be in heaven with him someday. But because we sin, we can't live with him because God is perfect. And he can't be with people who sin. Jesus lived the perfect life, and he took our place by dying on the cross. Because we sin, we deserve the punishment of death. But Jesus decided to be so loving and so caring that he died in our place so we didn't have to. You see, God didn't have to forgive us for doing anything. He didn't, because we mess up. But he chose to, because he loves us. So, because God forgave us, shouldn't we also forgive other people? Yes? Yeah. I think we solved the case. And this is how we can follow God, is by forgiving others. Okay, does everyone have a notebook? Can you raise your thing up if you have a notebook? Okay. Do you have like a pen to write with? I want you guys to write something down real quick. So, give me a thumbs up when you guys have those things in your hands. See some of you, yeah. We're getting there. Okay. Shh. I have important instructions. I want you guys to think in your head and see if there's two people that have hurt you or done something that you didn't like, but God wants you to forgive them. If you can think of two people, maybe it's someone here at camp. Maybe it's a parent or a friend or sibling or grandma, grandpa, someone. I want you to write those people down. Has everyone wrote at least one person down? Two people. Okay, when you guys have those people, raise your hand if you're ready. Okay. And if you can't think of someone right now, maybe when you guys go to Devos or maybe throughout your day and you think of someone, you can write it down. But right now, we're going to pray and then I'm going to dismiss you. But I need everyone to be quiet.
Thanks for listening to this chapel session and for diving into scripture with us. We hope you've been encouraged in your walk with Jesus, and we hope to see you here at camp for next year's summer camp. So thanks again and have a great rest of your day.